your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And you're listening to the Yolanda's River House Halftime Show, brought to you by Yolanda's River House and Ocean Gate. Watch Monday Night Football on 6 HD TVs and enjoy a free halftime buffet on Thursday night and all day Sunday. Not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check out YolandasRiverHouse.com.
Halftime here coming to a close. Third quarter about set to get up and running with Toms River South leading Toms River East by a score of 24-0. Around the shore so far tonight, here is what we have. Long Branch getting a win over Ocean 35-21, the final score in that contest. Colonia has taken a lead over Raritan, the score in that one now 6-3. Other games up and running, it is Southern continuing to lead Brick Memorial 14-7. The third quarter has started in that contest. As we scroll down the board here a little bit, one game for you, Central and Lakewood. That game, a 2 o'clock start tomorrow. That was just posted. I'm not sure if that was a time that was moved.
No, I think that was supposed to be it.
Okay, all right. Jackson Liberty with a 28-21 advantage on Pinelands.
Barnegat, a little closer than we would have expected, right?
Barnegat leading Point Borough 13-6. Brick still with that advantage on Toms River North 14-7 at last check.
Pinelands has not only not won a game, they have not even been competitive in a game. So they're giving Jackson Liberty all they can handle tonight.
And yeah, and that 28 points might have matched the total that Jackson Liberty has had for the season. They have not scored a whole lot of points.
First time tonight that Toms River East will kick off as the Indians will start with the football here.
Matt, do you agree with this one? They are kicking into the wind here. I mean, it is a deciding factor here, this wind. It is coming right to left, and East, whose choice it was because South chose to receive.
No, I think East won the coin toss.
And
right?
East won the coin toss
and decided
to take the ball.
Yeah, so South gets the choice, but East could kick any way they want. Their next choice is to defend a goal.
It'll
correct?
Be Jerry Caporal to kick off. He will put this one pretty deep up over the head of an Indian return man. Justin Schumann has it. Schumann out to the 20-yard line, and he will get dropped and taken down at the 21. Want to change that and say it was Riske Ope on the tackle let's reset all of that. Ope on the return, and it was Avignon on the tackle. I get it said every once in a while, right?
Yep. No problem.
Pretty good kick, though. However, by
it was an excellent kick.
Yeah, excellent kick. He kicked a low liner to keep so that wind didn't affect it much.
There is a flag down.
Yeah, it's on the Raiders.
So this will put some positive yardage, 15-yarder it's going to be.
What could this be?
So that probably
personal foul. Would have been at the 21-yard line. Now all the way out to the 36-yard line for Toms River South.
Wipes out the good kick by East.
Tymir Berry back to work. Going to split his wide receivers. Far sideline. To the right is Vetner. Near sideline to the left, Darius Hart, who's got a couple of good catches already tonight. Khalil Green in motion. Here is Berry into the open field, and he could go to the 35, to the 30. One man to beat, 25-20. Slips a tackle to 15. Stays on his feet at the 10. Dives forward inside the 5. Gets down to the 3-yard line. One play and one big play for Toms River South. Again, knocking on the door here, trying to add to a 24-0 advantage.
62-yard run by Tymir Berry and puts the Indians right knocking on the door once again.
Well, it was just straight dive option that time. They faked to Carney, and he just kept it off the right tackle. Nobody touched him till he got to about the 20, broke a few tackles, almost into the end zone.
Give some credit to Matt Goodzak, who actually slowed Berry up. First and goal from the 2. It is Berry on a quarterback dive up the middle, and it is a touchdown for Toms River South. Just like that, 45 seconds in, the Indians have scored again. They lead it 31, 30-0 with the extra point coming up to try to make it 31-0. They are rolling right now against East. That did not take very long. Goes as a 2-yard touchdown run for Berry, but it was the 62-yarder to really set it up. Here's Thompson on for the extra point. Up and good. 31-0 our score. We take a 30-second timeout. We're back with more of the Open MRI of Wahl Game of the Week right after this quick break on 105.7 The Hawk.
After every big high school football game, players, coaches, parents, and fans want to know, is this going to be on All Shore Media? When it comes to Shore Conference football, All Shore Media is your home for exciting video highlights, game stories, player features, and more. Visit allshoremedia.com for everything from in-game updates, scoreboards, top 10 rankings, and more. Don't miss their free bi-weekly newspaper, the All Shore Media Sports Review, available at all Wawa stores in Monmouth and Ocean County. All Shore Media, your home for Shore Conference football.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Coming up at the end of tonight's game, the Cleese Bar and Grill post-game show, in which we'll present the Cleese Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Stay tuned for that.
Second touchdown of the night for Tymir Berry. Here is the kickoff for Russell Messler. Back into the end zone. A reverse coming out. Rosengrant has it on the far sideline to the 20. Gets to the 25 on his feet at the 30. Spins forward to the 35-yard line. And then we'll get taken down at about the 37. Nice return with a bit of trickery for Toms River East off the kickoff return. But it is the Indians who lead this one 31-0. 10:57 to go in the third quarter. Remind you that each and every Thursday night you can catch up to the minute information on our Barnabas Health High School football show live from the Water Street Grill in Toms River from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Our game next week right now, a bit TBA, trying to weigh some options out. And as the season rolls on, always try to give you what we think will be a potential playoff kind of matchup or atmosphere. Log on to shoresportsnetwork.com for the most up-to-date information you can get. Twins this time off to the right, single man back to the left. Inside carry going for Goodzak out to the 40-yard line, maybe the 41. Small gain on the play, bring up second down and just about 6 yards coming up. Tough sledding for Toms River East to get back into this football game number one. Try to stay motivated, I think, in the game number two. You're already 1-5. And
this is when you got to play for pride.
Actually, Matt, we got Hector Torres in the backfield right now.
Torres, who saw a couple of carries in that first half, gets it here on second and six. Going to pick up 5 off the left side, be 1 yard shy of a first down. It'll bring up third down and 1 from the Raider 46-yard line. Kosh again on the tackle. He's been very active defensively for Toms River South.
Torres is a junior running back. He checks out now.
And Goodzak back in. He'll work as the eye back. Raiders a bit disorganized here coming out. Corey Reynolds will split out far side wide receiver to the left. Flags are out. This is going to be against Toms River East, a procedure penalty as Caporal kept it on the snap and would have had a first down. But instead, another one of those 5-yard infraction penalties. Got to be, what, 4 or 5 on the night?
At least.
Negates a third down run. It'll make it 3rd and 6.
They've had a lot of instances where they seem to have a little trouble with the formation. One person was not in the right spot, moved, you know.
Well, as many teams do, they all have wristbands. The play goes in. Everybody looks at their wristbands. Then, and I am on the Raider sidelines now, sometimes the play is changed, so they've got to go back to the wristbands. Confusing? Well, it is to me. Now, I don't know the system.
I'd get rid of the wristbands.
Ah, thank you.
3rd down and 6. Clock running. 9:25 to go. Indians showing blitz. Here's Caporal going to run for his life off the right side. Throw it to the sideline. Can't connect with Rosengrant. There is a flag down, however.
It's got to be
Maybe. It was in a strange. The official was in a strange spot to call it. He was about 10 yards downfield.
Defensive hold, maybe pass interference.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, he was the linesman on this side who called it pass interference. So I guess it would crew it early.
By the way, third quarter score at Rumson, the Purple Bulldogs 24, Monsignor Donovan nothing.
So rolling.
Griffin's four-game winning streak, I would say, is in major jeopardy.
Step up.
The under the radar, the 2012 under the radar team of the year so far, the Bulldogs of Rumson.
They are good.
I think we have to do something with them next Thursday probably, right?
Yeah.
First down here, Caporal at a quarterback draw with the penalty. Ball moved into Indian territory. Caporal off the left side gets a small gain, one-yard pickup. Darius Hart with a good open field tackle. It'll bring up second down and nine.
Well, you know, I like this Darius Hart.
Yeah, oh, he's a player.
And he is a specimen. I mean, he looks good in a football uniform.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of him.
Looks like a football player.
He does look like a football player, absolutely.
I would agree.
Last year you would say he was a better basketball player. I don't know if he could say that this year.
Second down and nine. Here's the inside carry for Goodzak again. Breaks the plane of the 40, gets to the Indian 39-yard line. Jordan Hayes in on the tackle.
Nice drive by the Raiders here, you know. Have fought back from some penalties, but comes down to this big third down play right here.
Setting up a third down in just about five. It'll be Goodzak on the carry. Slips a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Stays on his feet, 25, down inside the 20. Rumbling his way down to about the 15-yard line. That's a nice individual effort from the junior, Matt Goodzak.
You could see this young man has the ability to be a very good running back. And he's, I think he's played pretty good tonight, actually. There's not been a lot, but when there was, he took advantage of it. You know, Ed said nice drive. If you think about it, the last two or three times East has had the ball, they've moved it, they've shot themselves in the foot. Fumbles or penalties have stalled them more than the South defense.
Well, this about as far as East has been in the scoring position since when they fumbled a ball away in the first half. Carry again for Goodzak in off the right side. We'll take it to the 12-yard line, 3-yard pickup. Bring up a second down and seven. Caporal looking to the sideline. Clock continuing to move here. Coming up on 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Quick programming reminder for you. Monmouth University football tomorrow. Myself, Eddie Iacopinti, will bring that one from West Long Branch as the Hawks will take on the Bulldogs of Bryant. Homecoming day for MU as they try to snap out of a two-game losing streak. Kickoff set for 1 o'clock.
Little unbalanced look here by the Raiders.
The trips formation off to the right.
Yeah, an unbalanced right.
In an empty backfield as Goodzak goes off the left side. He will go in motion. Caporal will keep it right up the middle, down inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. Close to a first down, but not quite there. Marukas made sure that didn't happen. Third down and a long two coming up.
Yeah, pretty nice play. They fake jet sweep out of zero backfield, and after Caporal faked it, he just kept it in tight and picked up pretty good yardage. So third and two here to get it inside the 5-yard line. East in good shape here to get on the board.
Third down and two. Four down territory, you'd think, for sure. Here's Goodzak again, stretching it out. Gets down inside the five. He'll have a first down.
Yeah, that's going to be a hold, Matt, I would think.
Yep, but the flag is down.
Like I said.
Chop block. Yep.
Whenever they've gotten a drive going, their own mistakes have stopped it.
Can't win with penalties.
Oh, on White. He's called it on White.
Oh, wow.
Wow. He said that. Wow, that's an odd call. You don't see that.
I think we
much.
Saw that
yes,
one other time this year. Yeah.
I think we saw it last week.
It might have been last week. You're right.
It's a defensive block below the waist. So that means that as student body came right on that toss sweep. Somebody just took the legs out of the lead blocker. Yep.
That's a safety call more than anything. Now the
Ron Sigg Jr. wants an explanation on that one. You don't see that too often, maybe one time a year against you. But that's exactly what happened. As the toss came here, the lead tackler for the Indians doing what he's supposed to do, and that's take out the interference and then get help from his pursuit. But that time he got caught for the low block.
So it'll set up first and goal from just inside the two-yard line here for the Raiders. Trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Caporal under center. Caporal will hand off, and the Raiders will score. Number seven, Rob Spadaro on the touchdown. Two-yard carry, and the Raiders finally get themselves on the scoreboard.
Well, good for Tom Zavarese. They overcame a couple of penalties there. A nice drive engineered by Caporal, and of course, Goodzak with the big run to set the stage, and the Raiders are on the board.
Extra point coming up now.
Should be Caporal. 13 of 15 on extra points this year.
Now they're going to go for two.
Okay.
Caporal will stay in, go for it. Movement from Tom Zavarese. They reset, tight formation. Here's the pitch for Goodzak. Diving up over the pile. Did he break the plane? He did not. So the score will hold at 31-6. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. We're back after this quick timeout with more high school football. It's the open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
iPlay America is New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and entertainment complex, conveniently located in Freehold, New Jersey, featuring boardwalk-style games, rides, and a state-of-the-art arcade with over 200 of the latest video and redemption games sure to get your adrenaline going. Battle it out in the two-story Cosmic Battle Laser Tag Arena, complete with fog and sound effects. Experience the 4D motion theater, race your friends on the indoor go-kart track, or enjoy a night out with the area's best food and drink options at City Square Bar and Grill. iPlay America in Freehold, New Jersey is open 7 days a week, year-round. Go to iPlayAmerica.com for information on upcoming events, unlimited ride packages, and after-school specials. Get inside the fun at iPlayAmerica.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game, powered in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repairs. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission, 911 Charles Drive in Toms River. Same old guy, just a new name.
Raiders on the scoreboard. Two-yard touchdown run for Rob Spadaro. Cuts the lead to 31-6. Caporal on to kick off here for East. They will try for the onside kick. It is fielded by Tommy Ventner at the 47-yard line. Maybe predictable, but I like it. You got to try to get yourself
Absolutely.
Back into the football game, and trailing by 25, and when you've gotten one win on the season, you'll do anything to try to take a chance. Southern Regional, by the way, leading Brick Memorial 21-7. This after the Mustangs beat Neptune, lost last week to Toms River North, and now in trouble against Southern. Colonia up on Raritan 13-3. That game moving to the fourth quarter. Rumson 30-0 over Monsignor Donovan. Shore leading Modern Day in the third quarter 20-0.
Rumson 30-0.
Right? Yeah,
yep,
30-0.
Right. That's right.
Tymir Berry going to give it off to Khalil Green, who will get dropped in the backfield. Nice open field tackle made for Toms River East. Was Pat Gallagher on the stop right at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up second and 10. The standings going into play this week in A South. Lacey a perfect 6-0, 4-0 in the division. Toms River North 4-1, 3-1 in conference play. Brick Memorial 5-1 overall, 3-1 in conference play. Southern 3-2 and 2-2. South 2-3 and 2-2. And then Jackson, Brick, and Toms River East at the bottom end of the division. Jackson 1-4 overall, 1-3 in A South. Brick 1-5 and 1-3. And East 1-5 and 0-4 in Class A South. So a loss for Brick Memorial and a win by Southern shakes things up for sure. Pass to the outside, little swing pass. It hit the turf before Hart could get his hands on it. 31-6 is our score. It will bring up a third down and 9.
You know, Berry does not yet have the mechanics of a true quarterback. You can see a lot of time Eddie throws off balance, doesn't really get set, and that's just a matter of experience.
I would agree with that. What do you think? You think Hart there thought he was on the hardwood there, Kevin? Got the ball on one bounce
one
and started
bounce.
Running.
He's like a flinger.
I agree with you.
Just kind of zips
it out
there.
A lot of wrist action. Doesn't really get behind it yet.
I formation look here for the Indians. First time we've seen that tonight, and I believe the Raiders will call a timeout. Maybe thinking the same thing. Maybe they didn't recognize the formation either. We'll step out real quick as well. Tom's River South 31, Tom's River East 6, 4:23 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Real estate with a personal touch, where service doesn't end at 5. That's what Patricia Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay provides to all her customers. For Patty, being a full-time realtor means more than selling houses. It's about people, families, and their hopes and dreams. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay, with offices in Toms River, Forked River, and Manahawkin. To find out more, click on her banner on the Ocean County Breakfast Show webpage or visit her website, soldbypatty.com. That's soldbypatty.com.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game is always powered by Open MRI of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
Third down, a long 9 coming up here off the timeout. 4:31 to play from Dvorak Field. Indians rolling in this one so far, 31-6 over Toms River East. Darius Hart and Brian Morrison, a slot receiver combo this time off the left side of the formation. Ventnor up top to the right. Movement on the right side for the Indians. It was number 62, Sergio Hernandez, for another procedure penalty.
Ooh, Sergio.
You did that in the first game. I was hoping that might make its way back.
See, that's the way an offensive lineman gets noticed. Have the wrong count, go be 5 yards downfield, and everyone else still back on the ball.
You know for sure you will get your name mentioned
there
on the radio.
Go.
After the 5-yard penalty, it sets up third down and just about 14 and a half coming up here. Indians will swap the formation. They'll leave Morrison as the single man to the left. Up top to the right in the slot is Hart. Ventnor, the wide man. From the eye, Berry, play action. Wants to throw. Lets it go. Wants Ventnor.
Boy, he was holding his shirt. Did you see it, Matt?
Ventnor looking for the call. Caporal was there on the coverage. There will be no flag. And it will set up third down and long.
One of the linemen down for the Indians.
I think somebody has to tell Ventnor this is not the NFL. You don't throw your arms out and make a big show of it.
It's probably not going to help you down the line.
It's not going to help you down the line. That official's going to remember you.
Did you see, though, that his shirt was being
held?
Yeah, a little bit.
Come on, it's all part of the game.
I agree. Hey, it's not a penalty if you don't get caught.
That is true.
On that third and long with the incompletion, now sets up fourth down and 14. There still is an Indian player down and being tended to. So Toms River South, one of the rare times tonight, they will have to punt the football away. I think that's your guy, Kevin.
Sergio Hernandez. Again, you know what it was? He figured, let me get a little more air time here.
That's not the way to get it, though.
No, you're right.
By the way, Darius Hart, I will say this. He has the best-looking pink spats on his shoes that I have seen all year, this whole month. Of course, Cancer Awareness Month. By the way, Kevin, will I see you Sunday?
I will be walking Sunday.
Oh, you know I'll be there. My wife and I. Pleasant.
Making
Walk
strides.
For the Cure.
Yep, making strides.
Yep. Looking for a nice day, I think.
Yeah, I think so. My wife always puts a team in it. Team
yep.
Boomerang. Being a survivor. And we'll be walking on Sunday. Very slowly.
Oh, yeah, that's
very slowly.
We always use the crowd as a barometer there, you know. And they have, like, close to, what, 8,000, 10,000.
Yeah.
Messler on to punt. Gets off a dandy. Great hang time.
Wow.
Gudzak calls for a fair catch. And I think the ball caught Gudzak, not the other way around, all the way back to the 17-yard line. That was a heck of a punt from Russell Messler.
Yeah, got it up into the wind that time and as you said, Gudzak made an over-the-shoulder catch with two hands. Great hands.
Flag down.
Yeah. I think there's been a flag on every special team play tonight. Unsportsmanlike against the Indians. Wow. Hmm. That'll get the Raiders out of a hole.
Plus 15 for Toms River East. Couple of scores to pass along here as things continue to move deeper into the night. South Brunswick has now come all the way back. They lead Middletown North 17-10. Going into the fourth quarter, Point Borough and Barnegat all square now at 13 apiece. Manasquan leading Holmdel 27-14.
Colonia 13, Raritan 3. That a third quarter score.
So the Raiders, after a timeout, after a score rather in their last possession, looking to build on some momentum. Gudzak gets the carry and picks up a couple of yards to the 34-yard line. It'll go as a gain of 2. Bring up second and 8.
Now you reach a point now for the Raiders. Do you want to make this competitive, or do you want to try and win the game? Because if you want to try and win it, you've got to score quick, and that's usually done through the air. Don't know if you could afford a 5 or a 6 minute drive.
Right back to work with that run game. Pat Gallagher gets the carry. Gets to the 38-yard line. Tackle made by Achura.
And I'm going to say Toms River East has not had a really good passing attack since Colin Gaynor was the quarterback here. And I'm serious.
None of that. What about the Storettis? Not
Vito?
They were running teams. Yeah, well, Colin Gaynor certainly one of the better ones ever.
Another give up the middle. Gudzak looking for the first down. He will have it out to the 43-yard line, so the sticks will move. Clock will stop for just a second here. 3:06 to go in the third quarter with the Indians leading 31-6.
You know what I mean, Matt, about, you know, my comment about they have to score quick. I don't know if they can afford a six-minute drive. Don't think they have enough time to get 4 or 5 more touchdowns on the ground.
Now you got
to
go downfield every once in a while. Here's another inside carry, another 3-yard pickup. 3 yards in a cloud of dust out to the 47-yard line.
You know, even when they had those teams, Ed, you talked about the back-to-back division championship teams, 08 and 09, when they got into the state playoffs and they got behind, they were almost helpless.
Yeah.
Because, again, this offense is not, we've always talked about it, this kind of offense is not predicated for coming from behind.
Too many guys on the field. That was 12 guys, legal sub. Just too many mistakes by the Raiders. Too many mistakes. Little bit too complicated with the offensive scheme. I mean, let's call it like it is. At least 7 or 8 or 9 penalties.
That's obviously too complicated for some of the players.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
New formation set here. Trips this time off to the left. As Caporal wanting to throw. Here comes pressure. Rolling off to his left. Going to let it fly into the Indian sideline with nobody open. It will set up third down here and 12.
You know, it's amazing. We talked about cycles how offenses run in cycles. There'll be some time in the near future what we're watching today, nobody will run it, right? There'll be something else.
I wonder if it ever goes backwards, though, to what it used to be. I mean, will the wing tee ever be in fashion again?
Hey, Point Beach and Shore Regional are going to face each other soon.
Caporal, under pressure, had to let it go to avoid the sack. Achura among those there. Scott Stuber causing pressure as well from his defensive end spot. And the Indians can kind of tee off on third and long.
My point, Matt, Beach, Shore, two teams, probably the only two, running the wing tee in the Shore.
Well, they definitely have had success.
Yes, they have, and they will face each other for conference titles and possibly state titles down the line here as we get into November and December.
On to punt here is Gudzak. Hart standing at his own 31-yard line. It is a fake. Gudzak, nope. Rugby-style kick. Instead, we'll move off to his right and kick it. Get a great roll. Look at this one go.
Nice.
Down inside the 5-yard line, down inside the 2, and stopped just prior to the goal line. So the old rugby-style kick works out, And Tom's River South backed up inside their own one.
You know, I want to go back to what you said. You know, will it ever go back? You know, I don't know that we'll see a bunch of teams run the wing tee, but you know what? Somewhere along the line, if, you know, at some point somebody will have the players say, let's run power eye. You know, they'll...
Well, you know, if you think about it, the spread, which is obviously the offense of the 2000s here, is really the old single wing. Am I right?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
A lot more motion.
Oh, well, definitely. But it's a variation of the Barry Rizzo, Matawan-coached single wing.
First down here in 10. Safe play that now break into big yards. There goes Khalil Green. Check it. Otis Carney, excuse me, at midfield to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 99 yards.
Woo!
Otis Carney with the score.
No laundry on the field.
You can't go any further than that.
He made a couple of moves on about the 30-yard line and about the 15-yard line where he just made a slight variation and a slight cut, which caused two Raider players to dive and miss. Both of those Raider players who dove are now on the field with what looks like cramps.
Yep. Well, that'll help your average.
That's probably going to do a couple of things. Number one, it's going to give the Indians their lead back, and you know, I mean, their big lead back, and I think Mr. Carney might have a step in the door of the player of the game. Man, he has looked good tonight.
So you're saying he should make a reservation at Cleese?
I think he should make the reservation. I'm going to ask him what he wants on his pizza.
Of course, our
Cleese
Ocean Trophies player of the game gets a nice trophy from Ocean Trophies and a $25 gift certificate to Cleese Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights, and also a certificate for breakfast for two at their next door cafe.
Well, you said it. You cannot go any further than 99.
That will tie the longest run in Shore Conference history.
I think the last one I saw was Tony Dorsett.
That's the famous one, the Monday night game against
right,
the Vikings.
Exactly.
Cowboys against the Vikings.
Wow.
Matt remembers that. That's when the Cowboys actually were competitive.
I do actually remember watching that.
What were you, like six?
Well, that was 19...
I'm going to say...
83?
Yeah, right around there, yeah.
That would have been 9.
Okay, I was close.
Here's Thompson for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, knuckles its way up and through.
Kevin, 30, where'd this kid come from, Thompson? I got to find out about him.
38-6 is our score. We will step out here and take a 30-second timeout. 1:23 to go in the third quarter. Indians after the 99-yard touchdown run from Otis Carney. Lead it big. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist was an athlete who knows what it takes to get back in the game? At Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, all their physical therapists are former high school and college athletes who are focused on returning injured athletes to optimal levels of performance. That's why they're the official therapy provider for the Lakewood Blue Claws. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the technology, expertise, and motivation to get you back in the game without losing a step. With offices in Toms River, Manchester, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor, visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
High end-over-end kick for Russell Messler that will bounce to the 5-yard line and up over the top of the Raider returners. It'll be a touchback and come out to the 20-yard line. Been a tough go of things so far for Toms River East all the way through. 1:22 remaining here in the third quarter. 38-6 is the score, so a 32-point advantage for Toms River High School South.
Well, being the good sideline reporter that I am, Chandler Thompson, according to Coach Ron Sigg Jr., it's been a long, hard struggle through 5 games, but I think we finally found our extra point kicker. Said he was banged up a little bit in the preseason and early in the season, but he's been working and working and working. And this is, Kevin, as you said, the first time he's kicked tonight.
Yeah, he must be an R.A. Dickey fan because he kicks the knuckleball.
First and 10. Here's the give for Torres. Gets to the 21-yard line. 1 yard pickup. Messler among the Indians on the tackle. It'll bring up second and 9.
Scoring update from Point Pleasant Borough, where the Panthers have taken a 20-13 lead on Barnegat.
Wow. That'd be a nice win.
After tonight's game, I'm going to put a vote in that the mercy rule should start at 30 points and not 35.
Well, Southern has scored again at Brick Memorial, 28-14, 7:38 left in the fourth.
Second and 9, Caporal wanting to throw. Over the seam, finds a man. Connection cannot be made. Randy Warnock was there, couldn't hold on to it. It'll bring up third down and long.
So the Mustang defense up at Brick Memorial not doing it tonight as Southern has put 28 on the board. Again, the Raiders are confused with their offensive set.
Inside carry here for Torres, who will break off good yardage off the left side.
That should that score stay that way, and Brick Memorial would have their second division loss. Tom's River North, we haven't gotten a score from them in a while.
No, it's still 14-7 the last time we heard.
Tom's River North has one loss, and, of course, Lacey is undefeated.
I got one for you. Brick leading Tom's River North 21-14.
Wow.
That's got to be late in that game, too.
6 minutes to go, it says right here.
Wow.
You know what? If
that would wrap it up, I think.
I was going to say.
Well, Lacey has a couple of division games
right
against a lesser team.
Yeah, yeah. Lacey has Jackson Memorial tomorrow, and I believe, who was their other division game left?
Well, we can look it up in between quarters here.
We've reached Brick.
We've reached the
it
end.
It is Brick.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
We've reached the end of the third. We'll step out here for a quick 30-second pause. With Toms River South leading 38-6 over the Raiders of Toms River East. It's Friday Night Football on our open MRI of all game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.